Steve Tasker along with John Murphy here on One Bills Live. We've got our good friend from ESPN, a senior NFL analyst. He's also a contributor to NFL Countdown, SportsCenter. He also covers the NFL Draft for ESPN, Chris Mortensen. Mort, thanks so much for coming on, Steve Tasker, along with John Murphy.
Tasker and John, how are you guys doing today?
Doing okay.
We're doing great. How are you doing?
Well, I'm doing well. Yeah, I mean, listen, I'm on a great journey, but my challenge is not quite the challenge that our dear friend Jim Kelly is facing right now. But we have a lot in common with some of our cancer, and Jim and I remain in contact all the time. Of course, as you know, Jim remains in so many people's prayers. And oh, by the way, what he is doing right now, I'm telling you, I'm still in the battle and having fought some of it. And I just visited MD Anderson for 3 days, and my lead surgical oncologist does the type of surgery that Jim just had on reconstructed jaw, and he says it's a very detailed, complex surgery. And to see what Jim is doing, like 6 weeks, 5 weeks afterwards, knowing he has a couple more surgeries left, it's remarkable. Jim is a remarkable guy.
Well, I'm really glad that you guys got a chance to hook up. I know that Jim's really good about including people in his walk with him, and I know you have had to do that as well. And I got to tell you, I've really tipped my hat. You've had some on-air work to do during the midst of it, and you look great, and you seem to be as vital and as vigorous as ever.
Well, I'm just going to call timeout real quick again. So, you know, this past the past draft, so I go down to MD Anderson to get my some scans and updated. And I will tell you this, that my oncologist looked at me and he said, wow. He goes, when I saw you on TV, I got a little bit worried. He goes, you look great in person.
That's great.
So I'm just telling the truth. But, yeah, no, that's it. And don't forget that, you know, Jim Kelly and I, we were teammates at ESPN for a couple of years.
Yeah,
there, too. But
that's right.
I'm with the business of the Buffalo Bills, guys.
Yeah, well, what do you think? We've heard some stuff coming out. You've obviously covered it, and we've heard what you've said. And you're a little bit high on the Buffalo Bills draft, right?
Well, I am, especially the first three picks. And, after we get through three or four rounds, you know, man, it's like you got to turn to hell. It's like we used to say, Mel, as in Mel Kiper, don't know all those guys.
But, right.
But, yes, listen, let's start with Josh Allen. You know, I've always gone to the Manning Passion Academy down in Louisiana every summer, and then the cancer thing interrupted it for a year. But last year I got back there, and I've been a regular, probably have gone to 15 of the 22, and it's a chance to see all the college quarterbacks, the top guys that Archie Manning invites, to be coach counselors, and then you get to be around them for 3.5 days. And then the other thing you do is you get to see, like, Peyton and Eli put last year's group, which they considered, by the way, at the end of the 3.5 days, they said it was the best college quarterback group they ever had, about 40 of them. And they put them through pretty rigorous drills for about 90 minutes during the windows that they have. And in this particular case, you know, on a Thursday, I think it was for about 90 minutes, there was a 22-mile-per-hour crosswind that day. The second day it was a beautiful day. Third day was rain. And I can tell you with, you know, a lot of the top guys there, Sam Darnold, all of them there, everybody, and there were a lot of different people there, observers, and even the other quarterbacks, look, you were in awe of Josh Allen. And I realized that T-shirts, shorts, but these guys, Eli and Peyton, really challenged these guys on some of the things they were doing on the field. And the other thing is that Josh, in doing the research on him from the year before, you know, you get to find out, okay, you know, Mike Bath is their running back tight end coach. Mike Bath was the quarterback at Miami of Ohio when Ben Roethlisberger was a redshirt freshman quarterback. And Mike Bath was the starter then. And Bath, you know, was at Wyoming. And he's the one who was, you know, basically would tell you, and he told NFL people this, you know, don't compare him to Carson Wentz because of the Kirk Bowles, the Wyoming head coach, had been Carson's coach at North Dakota State. He said, think of him as Ben Roethlisberger and a better athlete. Now, this is a guy who was there when Ben was there. And he said the accuracy thing, which I would agree with, the ball placement was actually so much better this year, but you know, the percentage people go, oh, you can't fix it. You know what? I went to watch, like, okay, I saw the Hawaii game, and he was 9 out of 19 for 90 yards and whatever. Hey, listen, he put five balls on the money on NFL throws to the out, just either bounced off the receiver's hands. He didn't get the 10 or 12, you know, tunnel screens or simple checkdowns or whatever that some of these guys got to increase their pass percentage. And didn't have a running. He was the running game last year, and just the evidence of that is well, you could go watch some of the tape. But I talked to Mike Bobo. Mike Bobo is the Colorado State coach. Mike Bobo is a former Georgia quarterback. He was the offensive coordinator for Matthew Stafford. And I called Mike about a week before the draft because I said I got to start checking myself because I'm so high on Josh Allen. And Mike Bobo said, "Look, he goes, I've had to watch every game Josh has played the last 2 years," and he said, "You know, because we play him twice." And he goes, "He says that kid has all the goods. I mean, he said it's not unfair to compare him to Matthew Stafford, who, oh, by the way, had AJ Green in his last year. His percentage has improved. Last time I looked, Josh Allen didn't play with AJ Green. But Mike Bobo said he single-handedly beat us. You know, he goes, we're playing in the sleet, in the snow." He goes, it's a close game, and, you know, this guy willed his team to a victory. He goes, not just with his arms, but with his legs. And if anything, I would say Josh probably has to be a little less competitive. He's a big boy, but, you know, he's just good enough athlete to get himself in some trouble physically. But, yeah, I'm high on him. He's a great kid. He's smart. And I don't think people say boom or bust, and I don't think it's boom or bust with him. I think it's got a much greater chance of being boom, or he'll just be a really good starting quarterback in this league.
With Chris Mortensen, ESPN senior NFL analyst, I have one question about the Manning passing camp you attended with Josh Allen there. You said people were in awe of Josh Allen. What were they awestruck by? What did most people admire about Josh Allen?
Well, when you see a guy who is fluid as he is, and I'm talking about his fluid in his drops and motion, and listen, when the ball comes off somebody's hand and it's just different, you go, that's different. And, you know, there were no accuracy issues, but like I said, there's nobody rushing him at the time, and so it's still in T-shirt and shorts, but I think it's just like, you know, like Peyton has said before, there haven't been many guys that have shown up that you said, oh, that's different. And it's funny because I think other than, you know, since Josh Allen, before that, the last time he really said that about a guy was Matthew Stafford in terms of that's different. And, you know, the Chicago Cubs general manager, I forgot his name, and it's not Theo Epstein, was there because he was a friend of one of Eli's college classmates. And we were sitting in the stands watching him. He says, man, that guy's got gifts. He goes, that's gift. You're born with that. And so, and the other quarterbacks around him, and it was a talented group, and there were a lot of guys who threw the ball well, moved around well. But you could tell they were, you know, they were very impressed. And the other thing about Josh that they find out, I think, is that he's not afraid to compete. In fact, I think he likes to compete. Well, I think he knows he's gifted. But he likes to compete, and I think it was evident at the Senior Bowl when, okay, you start off a little shaky. Listen, mentally, the mental toughness is there because he gets better each day as opposed to, uh-oh, I just had a bad day, everybody's on me, you know, and they kind of shrink. Josh doesn't shrink from criticism or the negativity or the downtimes, and we have a tendency to, as Bill Parcells said, you know, we have a tendency to look at all the bad stuff. He says, look at the guy's highlight tape and tell your coaches, this is what he can be. It's your job to make sure he gets there.
Yeah, Mort, it's also, you know, he's the top guy in the draft. And, you know, the draft is always going to be, you know, your draft, successful or not, is going to be kind of centered around a quarterback you take seventh overall, absolutely no question. But then there's some other guys the Bills got, and I want to ask you about Tremaine Edmonds. The Bills traded up twice in the first round, which, you know, teams don't really get a chance to do that, let alone do it in the same draft and to do it to get a guy like Tremaine Edmonds that, you know, not too many people outside of college football know about. What can you tell us about Edmonds and what he means and what kind of athlete he is?
Well, another guy that when I was preparing for the draft, you know, because the Giants had the second pick in the draft, and I remember having a conversation with not only Dave Gettleman, their general manager, Pat Shurmur, their coach, but, you know, it was early on. They said, you know, the Giants historically, at least since 1980 or whatever, you know, have been in the second pick twice or the third pick, and with those picks they got Lawrence Taylor and Carl Banks. Not bad, by the way.
You know? Right.
So he, you know, Tremaine Edmonds is a guy that when you watch tape on him, like who are those guys who you could say in two, three, four years can be something special that you know, his physical traits that are just unique. Well, and Edmonds was one of the guys that I was told about, went and watched the tape. And then, you know, he comes from a football family, as you know. Farrell Edmonds, was tight end. And actually, right. He's Pro Bowl a couple of years with the Miami Dolphins. But comes from a football family. But, I mean, you look at that size and knowing that he just turned 20 right after the draft. And I asked for the comparable on him. And the comparable on him came back as, you know, he may be Brian Urlacher if he develops. Now, what's interesting about that, and I think because Urlacher is going to the Hall of Fame this year, maybe his name popped up. It popped up with the Boise State linebacker, Van Der Esch. But it's like this in terms of his size and range. Now, I don't know what and he's a physical player. But it's interesting that Bob Babich is there with the Buffalo Bills, who had, you know, had a good deal of Urlacher's, you know, prime Hall of Fame-type seasons with the Chicago Bears.
Yeah, in fact, Coach Babich is presenting him at the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, and there you go.
Yeah,
is presenting him. But that, you know, by the way, so that was something that was a name. He says, what's a good comparable on him? He said, you know, he's got a chance to be Brian Urlacher. And I know I know another team that was picking in the top. Let's just say they were in the top 10, but they had to take a quarterback. And they said, you know, basically they had Edmonds as their top linebacker, in which they could have taken, but and would have taken him ahead of the Georgia linebacker, Roquan Smith. Mm-hmm. So when he slides, I'm going to sit there saying, wow, why is he slides? There's different reasons. Of course, he's sliding. We're still talking about a guy who was taken 16th. You know,
right.
I thought Brandon Bean did a brilliant job to get a guy that I know some veteran evaluators really, you know, thought highly of.
And Mort, I want to ask you about one. And you mentioned three top picks, and that includes Harrison Phillips, Buffalo's third rounder. Not a household name, but what do you know about him, and why do you consider that a pretty good pick for the Buffalo Bills?
Well, you know, David Shaw, the Stanford coach, was just basically when David puts a stamp on a guy, you pay attention to him. So, you know, and you know, we all know you're looking for the next Kyle Williams, right? You're always trying to find that guy, and that's a tall task. But I think that they do a great job of coaching these guys at Stanford. They're one of the few teams that are still teaching, I think, NFL technique fundamentals, and you know, so he was a guy when David, like I said, when David Shaw, the head coach there, puts a stamp on you, then that's good enough for me.
Yeah, Mort, talk to us a little bit more. You were neck deep in this draft stuff going into it, and we talked about it for months and months on end. What did you, historically speaking, and maybe in general, you know, talk about the quarterbacks that were available? It seemed to us that, you know, you had Sam Darnold, who was the safest pick there. Baker Mayfield was a guy that really wowed a lot of people. They thought his personality and his skill set might transfer and be a guy who could really step up and do something special, which is why Cleveland took him. Then you got Josh Allen and Josh Rosen, who slid down and who's kind of been the story of the post-draft talk, as he was the last of those four quarterbacks taken. Did these guys get drafted in any surprising way for you? Were you surprised by Mayfield first, Darnold second, Allen, and then Rosen?
No, not really. Listen, Mayfield, Cleveland, you know, came down to Mayfield and Allen, you know, and Mayfield was somebody that, you know, John Dorsey was infatuated with for a long time, you know, when he was, before he took the Cleveland job. He had a few months off between Kansas City and Cleveland jobs, and he lived in Kansas City, so he went and saw some of Baker Mayfield's games, and so I knew that despite the height, that John Dorsey was sold on him, and the people around him, really good evaluators were sold on him. But listen, Josh Allen, you know, they'll tell you. I mean, and I know that Dorsey doesn't think that the accuracy thing is going to be a big issue, but he, you know, they went with a guy that they just believe in. You know, the Cardinals. The Cardinals had Josh Allen as their top guy. You know, so everybody, all these guys, you can say Sam, by the way, I like all these guys. Like,
yeah.
I got a chance to know all these guys. They all have something that you can say, here's why he's going to make it, and they all have something that says, here's why they're going to disappoint. You know, Sam Darnold, you know, he's a young guy. I like his physical, mental toughness. Not a big arm. Small hands, might have struggled in that Buffalo weather. Especially hopefully you're playing in January again as you move forward.
Yeah, hopefully at home.
Hopefully at home. But, you know, I'm just talking about as we're looking down the road as well. And Josh Rosen, hey, listen, he's taken 10th in the draft, doesn't have a lot of mobility, and, he certainly could be justified. But I think in terms of personality, a good fit, the physical traits you're looking for, Josh Allen was right for the Bills. So all these guys, I think, have a chance to have success. I don't expect any of them to be a bust, unless there's some injury. But, you know, let's face it, you still have to build the team around the quarterback. I mean, you can have a great team and no quarterback, and you're not going to get to a Super Bowl. But you have a chance of winning the Super Bowl if you have the team and the quarterback.
Yeah.
And that's certainly the goal of Brandon and Sean McDermott.
Chris, Steve and I made note earlier on our show today that today marks 1 year to the date when the Bills hired Brandon Bean as their general manager. And we were talking about kind of the bold moves he's made. I mean, you think of the trades, Watkins and the draft day trades this year. Brandon Bean is no shrinking violet when it comes to making moves. I think you'd have to agree, right?
Yeah, but he doesn't make – yes, I agree. But I don't think he's making moves for just to make moves. I think
right.
There's a strategic vision. And listen, you know, I did like the pickup of A.J. McCarron, by the way. And, of course, they got Peterman on board. So I like the depth chart there. But the Bills – you know, they kind of cleaned up their cap this year, which I think is necessary to carry out that strategic vision. And they still have, what, 8 or 9 picks next year?
9 picks?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think that Brandon, that's what he's got. He's got a great strategic vision. He's a relentless work ethic. I think he's got a good people around him. And I think having a guy like Sean McDermott there to work with. And, you know, I think the support of the Pegula family has been big as well. So, I really like Brandon pretty high on him, you know. But like I say, I don't think he just makes moves to make moves. He does it strategically, and I thought that what he did in this draft I liked a lot. And cleaning up the cap, I think, is necessary. It's just a necessity before to really take that next big leap forward.
Yep. Chris Mortensen, our good friend from ESPN, senior NFL analyst, and he's also a draft coverage analyst as well, joining us here on One Bills Live. Last question for me, Mort. Just do you have something on the horizon here in the league? What's going to be the big story here in the NFL? I was in New York a few weeks ago, and we talked about the kickoffs. They're going to save the kickoffs, and they're going to look a little differently. I don't think most fans will do it. We've got some guys getting suspended for some games. I mean, what do you think is going to be the overriding theme for the league this year? Are they going to do anything drastic to change people's perception about them, or just what do you think the league's going to be like this year, and what do you think the overriding story is going to be?
You know, it's hard to really pin it down because I think there were variations of why you could say there was maybe decline in ratings, and I think some bad Thursday night football contributed to that. I don't think on Thursday night when people can sit down and watch your game without competition that you could put on a bad, game. And I think overall, by the way, since the labor agreement in 2011, I think that, I know we sat in that viewing room, Tom Jackson and I, when Tommy was still there, we'd sit there and say, man, this football is bad. And then all of a sudden, along comes Thanksgiving, and the races heat up, and teams start to play pretty well. The injuries have pretty much determined what you're going to do, and and then things get better, and then our we've been having great Super Bowl finishes, and so we forget all the bad. This year, you know, in another week and a half, especially with Steve there, you know, I'm anxious to see what comes out of the meetings on the kickoffs. You know, there's going to be some modification, we know, on the helmet initiation, how that comes. You know, there's been, I think, that Mark Murphy of the Packers, the president there, I think he stated something publicly that I've heard privately for a while, that the kickoff's probably going to go away. So what, that got the attention of some special teams coaches who are trying to offer some suggestions and recommendations on how that you can still have the kickoff without making it go away. And, you know, so there, how it will look, I don't know. I mean, I'm skeptical at times, and then the officiating, people will criticize. They're going to try and get younger, but as long as there is instant replay and HGTV, I think we're going to, we're going to officiate the game from our chairs. That's what's going to happen.
Hey, Chris, thanks for spending time with us today. We appreciate it. Glad to hear you're doing well, and hope to bump into you down the road sometime soon. Thanks.
Yeah, I'm planning to come up there sometime, hopefully before OTAs are over, guys. So
excellent.
Well, I'll say hi.
We'll see you then. Chris Mortensen, ESPN senior NFL analyst, draft expert, contributor on SportsCenter and NFL Countdown, joining us on the Subway Fresh Take Hotline. Subway, eat fresh. Thank you to Chris Mortensen.